Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Let's go through some NFL picks this week. You can hear us on the Chuck and Winkler show. And we do six picks each week, but we want to really expand and give you all of our picks. And so we've decided to dabble in the world of podcast, and hopefully someone's listening. All right, what do we have for the picks this week? We had Carolina and Tampa Bay. I would have gone on Carolina last night, -6.5.
Yep.
That would have been a loss. So that was bad. Cam Newton is broken.
Yes.
There is no more hope for him.
Nope.
It is over. Cam Newton should be retired. Cam Newton and Ben Roethlisberger should call each other and retire tonight together.
Yeah, it's like the Spider-Man meme where they're just pointing at each other.
They're both done.
Yeah.
They are both trash. I think Ben's done, too.
His teammates hate him, too. It came out again. They're questioning whether he's a leader or not already. And like that's what Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown were saying.
Yeah, and then James Conner and Juju are like, oh, well, then we'll be the next version of you. And then now they're number ones, and then they're like, oh, wait, this guy does suck.
Yeah, this guy does suck, and we are not that good. Like, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, say what you want about them off the field. They're two of the best I've ever seen play the game.
Me thinking the Steelers are going to suck is going to be the greatest prediction I've ever had.
It is.
In my life.
It is, and they suck.
Let's go through the games.
Let's do it. Let's start in the AFC, the Colts and the Titans, a little bit of a rivalry game. The Titans open up as 3.5-point favorites. They beat the hell out of the Browns week one. They look pretty good, including Mariota.
I think the Colts are going to be a team that loses good.
Yeah, they're going to cover a lot.
They're going to lose, but I almost had it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so close, guys. They're going to put up 20-some points a game, and they'll lead some of these teams, and they're going to win 5-6 games.
Because Jacoby Brissett's good.
Yeah,
he
the Colts are fine.
Coming back, man. He kept coming back in that game.
They're a fine team. They're not going to get it done, though. I don't really like the Titans either, but I'll take the Titans in this one to win and to cover. The Colts, again, are they're going to be... Oh, I want to keep track of these. Hey, Siri. Open notes.
I cannot do that, Bart. I'm busy. Right. I am going to go while you do that.
I don't know where it is on my phone.
I'm going to go with the Colts. Actually, +3.5 here. I like that hook. If it was at 3, I'd probably leave it alone. I'm with you. I think the Colts are going to hang in all these games, and I think Jacoby Brissett's a lot better than we all expect outside of myself, I guess. I know a lot of the NFL analysts out there nationally are kind of with me and going over on that Colts win total at 6.5. But I mean, we saw it last week. The Chargers at home, the Colts on the road. Week one without Andrew Luck, who suddenly retired just a few weeks back, and Jacoby Brissett just kept going in that game. The pass rush is talented. The offensive line protects Brissett. They still have plenty of weapons. I like Marlon Mack. I like T.Y. Hilton. I'll take the Colts to cover the 3.5 on the road. I'm not sold on Tennessee. So the next one on tap we got is another, we got Bills and the Giants. The Giants are at home in this one. The Bills, 1.5-point favorites. What a weird, weird game.
Well, I do like the Bills.
To start 2-0, though.
That Bills-Jets game was messed up.
It was awful.
Yeah, and the Jets blew it.
Right. I saw it coming the entire time, though. That's New York Jets football.
I was buying in on them. I like Josh Allen a lot.
I do, too.
And I think the Bills go in and win. I guess I could see Eli, like, pulling one out, but I don't know. I don't like him. I don't like Eli. I don't like that he's still in the league.
I feel like we've already spent too much time on this game. I'm going to take the Giants, actually, in this one. Just because that line seems really weird. I know it's the Bills, but let's go Giants.
No. Oh, I lost my thing. Hey, Siri, open notes. Okay.
Cardinals-Ravens up next. Arizona on the road. Ravens 13-point favorites. They opened up as 14-point favorites. Some steam coming in a little bit here on the Cardinals. And I am going to take the Baltimore Ravens, though, to cover the 13. I know that Kyler Murray led the Cardinals back against the Detroit Lions. That was one of my losses last week. But still, the Ravens look really, really good. Lamar Jackson, what did he carry the ball? Did he run with it 3 times? He threw 4 or 5 touchdown passes. I think Baltimore is going to be really good this year. I'm going to take the Ravens to cover the 13 at home.
I think the spread is begging you to take the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're thinking, well, what happened last week? The Ravens beat up on the Dolphins. Well, the Dolphins are no good. And then you think the lasting images of Kyler Murray is when the game went national and he was leading the team back in the fourth quarter. I watched the first half of that game.
He was like 7-28.
Kyler Murray looked terrible.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, the thing he's going to have to work on is not taking sacks. And he takes sacks because he runs around. And it's that thing you do in Madden where on a kickoff return, you're screwed. And so you think, oh, I'm going to run way to the other side, way to the other side, way to the other side.
Yeah.
And then you get sacked and you're at the 2-yard line to start your possession. Kyler Murray will be a fine pro. He's got a lot to work on. He's going to get his ass handed to him in Baltimore.
So hopefully he can grow.
I'm going to go with Baltimore here.
Yeah, we're both going
Baltimore. I'm on all favorites so far.
Let's go Patriots and Dolphins, New England on the road. The Dolphins, 19.5-point favorites. And personally, that's just a lot of points.
Say that again. You said Dolphins.
Dolphins. Miami.
You said 19.5-point favorites.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Patriots are 19
Could
and
you
half.
Imagine?
The Dolphins will never be. Yeah, if I ever make that mistake again, just
the
disregard.
Dolphins, never in the history of time.
The Dolphins,
the Dolphins be 20-point favorites over the Patriots.
They
never
may not
again.
Put 20 points up in this game, but I'm still taking the Dolphins and the points. For some reason, Miami always, I'm not saying they ever beat the Patriots, although they did off that kick return, that wild one. Was that last year or a couple years back?
Yeah, and then there was the Wildcat debut.
And granted, that was with Adam Gase as their head coach, but I'm going to take the Dolphins to cover this 19.5. Everybody and their mother is going to be on the Patriots in this one.
I think the spreads is too high. It's going to scare people off.
It started at 15, and then after Miami got clubbed and everybody asked to be traded, it went up to 19.5. I feel like the guys that actually want to play NFL football and know they're not going to be traded are going to show up, and they're going to cover that 19.5 points. It's not going to be pretty, but I'm going to take Miami, I can't believe I'm saying this, to cover the 19.5 against New England at home.
I would be willing to buy points to make it as big as 23 points. I like New England to cover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and everybody else. All right. I see how
I do. I know the spread's obscenely high in the NFL, but I think New England keeps it rolling for another week here, and I absolutely will buy into the narratives of both teams that New England's a juggernaut and Miami is a juggernaut.
I could get burned on that
juggernaut.
Not. Even Minka Fitzpatrick's looking to be traded now. That's arguably probably their best player that they have left on that team. Let's go to a game that actually matters. Cowboys-Redskins. The Cowboys on the road. 6-point favorites. They opened up as 6.5-point favorites, so some money coming in on the Redskins. I don't care. I'm taking the Cowboys to cover the 6. I think they're one of the better teams in the NFC, if not the best team in the NFC. That offense looks great. Zeke's only going to get in better shape. He spent the last month in Cabo. Still a decent week 1, but Dak Prescott's my biggest takeaway. He looked really, really good. I know it was the Giants, but Dak's playing. It's a contract year. I like betting on guys that are playing for money. I think Dak gets his money, and I think Dak covers the 6 points against the Skins.
I would have said everything, even at the end, that you just said.
All right.
I agree 100%.
All righty. Yeah, we get enough Redskins talk around here locally anyway. So let's go to a game where we got two AFC foes.
No, let's never go to the game. Go ahead.
Jags-Texans. The Texans open up as 8.5-point favorites. That's way too many points. I'm high on the Texans. You and I both hoping that Deshaun Watson could find a way to win an MVP because we got it at 66-1 odds. I still am going to take the Jags. Second week in a row, I'm going to take the Jags to cover some points. 8.5. No Nick Foles. When he left that game last week, it was 10-7. He had just got done throwing a touchdown pass. He's done for the year, at least for the foreseeable future. I still think the Jags find a way to get it done and cover this 8.5.
It's in Houston. Yeah, 8.5 to me is too much in this game. I mean, it's a new quarterback. I'll go with the Jags there. That'll be the first underdog I've taken.
All right. Let's keep this thing moving. We got the Seahawks and the Steelers. The Seahawks, 3.5-point dogs in this one. Juju Smith-Schuster, probable. Looks like he will play for the Steelers. 3.5-point favorites, and I'm taking the Seahawks, and I may take them on the money line plus 160. I really, really like Seattle.
Yeah, I do too. I think the Steelers suck. I don't think they're good. I think they've got good players. I don't think the team's any good. Defense ain't no good.
No.
Defense ain't no good, guys.
Ain't no good.
Connor's good, but he didn't look that good the other night.
Yeah, and I mean, especially when you got the Seahawks defense. Jadeveon Clowney looked great. That's the best he's looked since he's been drafted. He was all over around in the field. The Seahawks defense, I mean, they lost most of their big-name players. No Earl Thomas, but they still find dudes that are serviceable. I think Russell Wilson will have a much better week.
Been through to everybody but Juju.
I don't know what... Like I said, I mean, already teammates out there, this is reportedly, but reportedly teammates already questioning his leadership. Guy's pushing 40 years old. He should have learned how to be a leader by now. We done with this one, or you got anything else to say?
I want to say one more thing. The Steelers suck.
They do, and I'm pretty high on the Seahawks. That may come around to bite me in the ass later on. 49ers are taking on the Bengals. The Bengals open up as 1.5-point favorites in this one. Joe Mixon, questionable.
I think there should be a rule that the Niners don't play orange teams.
Yeah, or other boring teams.
Yeah, because this is like the Niners-Tampa Bay last week. I couldn't even watch that game. Aesthetically, I couldn't watch it. I couldn't handle it.
Man, I was a really big Jimmy Garoppolo guy, but not so much.
I'd rather talk about the colors. You can talk about the teams. I just want to talk about the color palettes. What's the spread on this one?
So the Niners opened up as 1.5-point favorites. That's now flip-flopped, and the Bengals are 1.5-point favorites.
And it's in Cincy?
Give 1.5, yeah. In Cincy. I'm going to go Niners still, regardless.
I just wrote SF on my notes, but I'm going to take it to Cincy.
I feel like the people in Vegas and everybody else is high on the Bengals because they kind of hung around last week in Zach Taylor's first game as head coach. Let's go to the big one. Vikings. Packers. Packers open up 2.5-point favorites. You know I got to go Green Bay. We broke that one down enough.
Yeah, you can hear that on the podcast at chuckandwinkler.com or wherever the hell it is.
Yeah. Radio.com. Good branding right there.
I'm taking the Vikings. I hate to say it. 21-20 was my prediction.
All right, we got a good one here. Saints-Rams, a rematch of the NFC title game. This time, though, it's in Los Angeles, and the Rams are 2-point favorites. Give me the Saints +2. The way that game ended with the non-call on the pass interference, the way the Saints got screwed out of a Super Bowl appearance, I think they have revenge on the mind. I think Kamara is going to have a huge day against the Rams, even with that defense and Aaron Donald just being a terrorist. I'm going to go Saints +2.
Saints are going to be too hyped up. They got an emotional win last week. I like the Rams to cover.
All righty. Here's another AFC one, a team that you're higher than most on is the Raiders.
Should we be spending like 5 minutes on these games? What do people want?
No. They want the picks. Like when I go back and I listen to podcasts like this, I go to the end where it says like best bet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't need all this info. I already could tell you that this team's 11-3 against the spread. I'm starting to notice that trends don't always matter. Once you start paying attention to trends.
So should we just do a 2-minute podcast?
No. We still got to give like some analysis in these.
I'm thinking like 20 minutes is good because then people are on their way to work.
Like your breakdown of both teams wearing orange was tremendous. I don't know that anybody's messing with that.
But you can't tell me when you turn on that game, you're like, oh, this is hideous.
Chiefs Raiders, who do you like? The Chiefs are 7-point favorites. I'm done betting against the Chiefs for the remainder of the season. I'm taking the Chiefs to cover the 7.
I'm taking the Raiders every week. No Tyreek Hill.
Mahomes is probable. All right, Bears Broncos. This may go down as one of the more boring games. I like the under in this at 40.5.
I think Darren Waller is going to have 150 catches.
I like the Bears to cover the 2.5.
I would like to talk more about the Raiders.
No, we're done with them.
Okay. What one are we on?
Well, we're on the Bears and the Broncos. The Bears 0-1, the Broncos 0-1. Neither offense really showed up week one. I'm going to take the Bears to cover the 2.5, I guess. But doesn't that seem a little fishy? The Bears opened up as a 1-point favorite only, and now it's 2.5. So obviously the public's going to back the Chicago Bears.
Here's what you got to ask yourself. Who's more likely to be 0-2, the Broncos or the Bears?
Broncos and our boy Joey Flacco.
The Broncos... We keep talking to like we talked to Ryan Wood from PackersNews.com. He's like, oh, yeah, there's so many good defenses the Packers face. And I agree with him. But then he says Denver. I'm thinking Denver sucks.
He got carved up by Derek Carr last week.
Yeah, they got Von Miller. But the Denver defense we're thinking of won a Super Bowl.
Bradley Chubb.
Like, when did they win a Super Bowl?
Peyton Manning's last year.
Yeah, when... W still president?
When Cam Newton decided not to dive on that fumble. And
wasn't NSYNC still touring back then?
I don't remember.
Yeah, Cam. He should have dove on that fumble.
He should.
See, how come when we talk about Cam in the Super Bowl, everybody, all these crusty-ass media people are all, Oh, geez, he didn't talk it to the media.
Yeah, he should have dove on the fumble.
Yeah, we should be talking about that.
Would have brought up third and long, but you still have a shot. I'm with you. I never got it. I'm a Cam Newton apologist. Like even
me too.
Even last night, everybody's like, oh, Cam Newton sucks. I'm like, does he suck, or does he have a torn rotator cuff and no offensive line? And the referees, the NFL officials, just allowed him. They did not protect him.
They have not protected him his whole career.
Man, I know that once he gets out of the pocket, he's treated as a ball carrier, but they just beat the hell out of him. He never got a flag called ever. They
love when Cam takes shots.
They killed Cam Newton.
They have been doing it for years.
He's been murdered.
He should sue.
That is
Cam's dead.
All night on Thursday night, I'm like, you got to put Will Greer in this game, though, because Cam is done. If Will Greer played in that game, I think the Panthers beat the Bucs. He's never taken an NFL snap, rookie out of West Virginia. But I still feel like he would have beaten the Buccaneers last night because all you needed was one touchdown drive. Just baffling. Let's move on to maybe the best game of the week. Eagles, Atlanta.
What game did we just do?
We just did the Bears and Broncos. We're both going Bears, right?
This is the last thing I'm recording on a Friday of work, and I'm...
It's been a long day for
clearly me. Clearly cashed.
I have more...
You want to do a WWE podcast after this?
No, I actually have to go and do a sports flash. I think I'm going to talk some turkey basketball.
All right, what's next?
Eagles, Falcons.
Oh, I like Atlanta.
I like the Eagles.
I'm stacking all my DraftKings and FanDuel with Matt Ryan.
You know what, though? I'm gonna go Atlanta in this one, too. 2 points seems kind of fishy. Like I said on the show today, which you could catch on the radio.com app, I feel like if you're going to beat the Eagles, you got to do it early season while they're still figuring things out. They'll probably have a different guy carrying the ball 15 times towards the end of the year. That's always what they do. And I feel like Carson Wentz is still trying to, like, figure things out because he was having an MVP season 2 years ago, tears his ACL, comes back last year. He's got the back issue, and they weren't protecting him. He was getting the hell beat out of him. So I feel like he's still getting used to running an NFL offense once again. So I think if you're going to get the Eagles, you got to do it now because they're going to be real dangerous those final 2 months of the season.
You could basically have said all that about the Packers and Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta.
Which is why I'm taking the Vikings in that game, and I'm taking Atlanta in this game. I think Julio's going to have like 3 touchdowns.
I need it really bad. But is he, though? Because we say that he never gets in the end zone. They just don't know how to use him in the red zone. Ever since Kyle Shanahan left.
Nah, Barty's big on the Falcons this week.
All right, Browns-Jets is our Monday night football game. The Browns opened up as 2.5-point favorites, but Sam Darnold is out for the foreseeable future with mono. And so now... The Browns are 6.5-point favorites. Yep, 6.5.
Did we miss a game?
No.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Nope.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, sure we did.
Which one?
Oh, All right, I like the Browns to win.
To win?
Yes.
To cover the 6.5, though?
Yes.
Me too. Odell Beckham Jr. already banged up, and he just can't get over playing with this, like, $2 million watch, which we...
Yeah, what is that? We didn't touch on that.
I was always weirded out when I watched Beverly Hills 90210 as a kid because Brandon Walsh slept with the watch, and I thought that was really weird. Imagine playing football with a freaking watch on. I remember, like, another thing growing up, remember when baseball players started, like, first wearing the big chains? I was always so jealous because when I played, I wanted to let my chain hang out. And my grandpa and my dad were always like, oh, no, that's a stupid fit. That'll be done in years. Now the chains have just gotten bigger. And I can't even imagine running with a big-ass chain.
So you started
like that.
The chain movement.
No, I never got to do it. Oh. I wasn't allowed to.
We missed a game.
Which one?
Chargers-Lions.
Oh, we did miss Chargers-Lions. Good call. Thank you for that. And that's a really weird one. I feel like it's a trap game because the Chargers are only 2-point favorites on the road in Detroit. I am going to take... And I've already put this bet in, actually. A lot of money coming in on the Lions. Everybody likes the Lions to cover, but I'm going to go with the Chargers. I mean, I was all high on the Lions last week, and they couldn't beat Kyler Murray. What's Phillip Rivers going to do with that offense?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers, too.
Let's do it.
I'm going to do that. All right, so those are our picks. Good luck. Don't suck. We'll talk to you another time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.